show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Top of the hour here. And CNN is leading with Lance Armstrong. Again. How he's been stripped of his Tour de France titles and blah, 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 blah. And yeah, he cheated. He doped. He should lose his titles. Why does this affect us? It doesn't really. And it just underscores the fact that instead of this obsessive drug testing of athletes, we should be drug testing our politicians and every Wall Street CEO. We know they'd find something, because if you go back to that documentary Inside Job, apparently cocaine use on Wall Street, because they can afford it, they're doing like LD50 levels of cocaine. And somebody wired up a PET scan to their brains and found out the part of the brain that lights up, the pleasure center, when they do a big score and they get another fix of money coming in to feed their addiction, it's exactly the same part of the brain that lights up when they do the cocaine. So there is scientific proof. We're dealing with addicted personalities. They're addicted to other people's money. Just something to keep in mind. Meanwhile, getting back to the economic news, over in Spain, they're acknowledging their unemployment rate has topped 25%. Now, I'm going to presume that the government of Spain is fudging their numbers to the same extent that the U.S. government is. So if they're admitting it's 25%, it's a lot worse over there. It's a lot worse. And probably the reason they're admitting it, it's that high, is because the Spanish people are standing in the streets looking at all the other people who are standing in the streets without jobs and saying, there's a lot of people out of work in this country. Now, the indications here in the United States, right now, if you look on the corporate media, they're saying, the economy is up, the GDP is up, and this is all the good news. Vote the incumbent party. We're going to turn this thing around. But if you look at the actual facts on the ground, as it were, Dow Chemical just announced they're going to be closing about 20 plants. They're going to let 2,400 workers go. Colgate-Palmolive is letting 2,300 people go. DuPont has announced plans to eliminate 1,500 jobs. Ford is going to let 6,200 people go. And they're going to be reducing production capacity by 18%, mostly in Europe, but still. Hewlett-Packard, which is a target of the boycott proposed by the United Nations in response to the situation in Palestine, they're going to let go 29,000 people. And it goes on and on and on. More announced layoffs. And don't forget, there's that whole fiscal cliff sequestered funds crisis. That has not been resolved. Now, an interesting statistic came out today basically saying that more Americans are delaying retirement until age 80. And the reason I point this out is I came under some severe criticism a while back when I ran a calculation showing that the actual jobless rate in the United States of America is 43%. And criticism came from the situation that going from the U.S. Department of Labor statistics for the invisible unemployed, the 83 million Americans who are not working right now, it included elderly people. And the critics of my 43% figure came in and said, you can't count anybody over 65 because they're retired. They're not looking for work. Yeah, they are. People can't retire at 65. And so those people from 65 to 80 would be working if they could find jobs. Therefore, they have to be considered part of that jobless number, and that puts it back up at the 43%. That's the real jobless rate here in the United States of America, not this 7-8% that the government fudges and the media regurgitates on you without question. Going to take a break back with a phone call here after these words from our sponsors.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs ends never seen me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Romney has finished up his little speech in Iowa where he's promising to restore America. And the jingoism has just hit a new low here, because restore America, what does that mean? It sounds good. We're going to restore America. It doesn't say how he's going to do it. And I have a feeling that my formula for restoring America is probably not the same thing that Mitt Romney's thinking about. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Phil in Tampa. Aloha, Phil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you there?
Yes, I am. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to call in. I was working with my little brother, and I was trying to help him through his finances, trying to get his bills straightened out, and basically, he's got about $100,000 in debt from student loans, but the problem is that about 10 years ago, took out about $25,000 in loans. How does something like that happen? How does $25,000 in loans 10 years ago equate to $100,000+ in debt now? I mean, isn't that loan sharking? I mean, what is that?
Yeah, I think in an earlier age it would be considered loan sharking, but now it's legal in this country. These payday loan companies or these loan companies you see advertising on TV for emergency funding, they do have very high usurious interest rates. And, yeah, it does amount to legalized loan sharking. And the problem is that college education used to be about getting our kids an education, just like healthcare used to be about making people healthy. But they've just become yet more ways to extract labor and wealth from the people. And college educations are being sold not so much to give you an education, but as a fashion accessory. You've got to have an MBA. You've got to have this and that. And you see all this advertising coming on saying, if you have a college degree, you'll make $1 million more over your lifetime, which is an unsupportable claim. Because yeah, a lot of these kids are coming out of college, and the jobs they were told that they would get if they got that education and went into debt for it just aren't there. And yeah, we know that scholarships have been in decline, because the goal is to get these college kids onto the debt trap as quickly as possible. And they come out with these huge student loans. The interest is compounding regularly. They can't find the jobs they were told were going to be waiting for them after they invested in a college education, and now they're stuck. And we're seeing Wall Street is starting to bundle student loans the way they used to bundle mortgages, and a lot of these student loans are going to default because the jobs these kids trained for don't exist. And so, having learned absolutely nothing from the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, they're getting ready, Wall Street's getting ready to do a student loan-backed securities fraud, because nothing bad happened to them. The losses were transferred onto the people, and nobody went to jail. And so, of course, Wall Street money junkies, they're going to do it again. They're going to do it with student loans and car loans. I understand they're even bundling home security contracts now. This bundling, yeah, you know, is the big thing. It's like that commercial, you know, the new neighbors in town say, we all bundle. And then they glare at them and everything. That's the new mindset on Wall Street. And it is a very cruel thing to do to these kids, because rather than giving them a brighter future and opportunity, we're basically shackling them to a crushing debt right as they're getting started in life. Get them on that debt treadmill. Never let them off.
Yeah, definitely. Two more questions. I heard you talk about a currency basis system that wasn't centralized yesterday. I was going to ask you if you ever heard of Bitcoin. And also, with all this debt that all these people are facing now, do you ever see or think that debtor's prison will ever come back to this country?
It's already happening. It's already happening. They're talking about throwing people in prison for being late on certain bills. We're talking about, or rather, we're even hearing people being sent to these prison factories, you know, which used to be called, you know, workhouses to pay off their debts. And yeah, it's all coming back, because we're going into a fascist. We're in a fascist dictatorship, and we're seeing a repeat of all the abuses that happen every time you have the bankers in control of a society, whether it's Great Britain during the time of Dickens, or the United States currently now. We're seeing all those abuses come back. And the reason the people should be very angry about it is because the fact that they are in debt and kept in debt is built into the banking system itself. When you live in a country enslaved to a private central bank issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, you will live in debt, you will struggle your entire life in debt, you will die in debt. It is designed that way to keep you a slave and to keep you a prisoner. Rule by compound interest. And just like rule by divine right or rule by slavery, it is illegitimate as a form of governance. And we need to realize, just like we kicked out rule by divine right and we kicked out rule by slavery, it is time to kick out rule by compound interest.
Gotcha. If you could just mention Bitcoin, I just was going to wonder what you thought on that. But I'm going to let you go, and I'll go ahead and just listen on the radio from here.
All right. Bitcoin as a concept, there are some issues I have with it. First of all, nobody really knows what it's supposed to be founded on. And we've seen Bitcoin's supposed value relative to the dollar go up and down. My concern about Bitcoin is if you take away the issue of what is its actual asset base, what is the value on which the currency is based, it's just another electronic form of commerce, and we already have that with your credit cards, your debit cards, and all the rest of it. So it really isn't that unique. My concern with Bitcoin had to do with the process of Bitcoin mining, which I am still convinced was a way of basically getting a huge key-breaking farm. by people using their computers to do this Bitcoin mining and this all cryptographic process.
Set up a huge botnet. I've heard people send up huge botnets, and all these botnets will go out and process it on other people's computers and then bring it back to a centralized point, like you were saying.
Yeah, but the point is, what was the purpose for it all in the beginning? And I remember I was talking to a very good friend of mine who had had built a custom machine for Bitcoin mining, and he spent something like $5,000 to build this computer, and he'd gotten like $35 worth of Bitcoins. But when you look at what this process of Bitcoin mining is doing, I think this is the reason why so many public keys were broken for financial institutions, because everybody looks at the public key cryptography, and Whitfield Diffie's little system for public key generation. And the reality is, it is not unbreakable. You can get from the public key back to the private key if you have enough processing power available. And I think this is where this was all coming from, and the reason why so many financial institutions have their public keys broken. And I think this is where it was all coming from. So Bitcoin itself is just another electronic means of transmitting value, and that's already been around for a long time with EFT. The stock market uses it. The banks all use it. There's nothing new there. The issue of having a new value-based currency is, what do those electronic bits represent? Even most of our money today under the Federal Reserve System is handled electronically. There really aren't paper notes for every dollar in circulation. It's all just numbers typed into a computer. And Bitcoin is just more of the same. The issue is, how is the currency valued? And, how does it hold its value? How do you protect against inflation by the banks? Because when you talk about inflation, all inflation begins at the banks, simply creating more money. That's where inflation comes from. It doesn't just happen out there in the hinterland. You can stop inflation immediately by turning off those printing presses and unplugging that keyboard in the front of the banking computer. You can stop inflation immediately. Unfortunately, when you have a Ponzi scheme banking system, there has to be inflation in order to keep the Ponzi scheme moving forward. Inflation is necessary to keep the Ponzi scheme bank system running. You just don't want it to go completely out of control, because then people start getting very upset over the fact that the money they have already earned last week is all of a sudden this week worth only half of what it was. And we're seeing it right now with all the skyrocketing prices for food and gasoline. It isn't because food and gasoline are more expensive. It's because that money that you already worked for, that you already traded your labor for, is just magically being devalued every time Bernanke turns on that printing press for more quantitative easing.
Gotcha. All right, McKay, I appreciate your time, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. All right. Moving right along here. Apparently over in Brussels, a British ExxonMobil oil chief was assassinated, shot three times, once when he was already on the ground. Apparently his wife was beaten up and left covered in blood. It's a hit. It's some kind of a hit. We don't know why. What's going on with the oil cartels that somebody needed to be assassinated on that particular issue? Now, there is a new story that's just coming out, and you're probably not going to see much of this on the corporate media, although I understand CNBC did cover it very briefly. And it all goes back to that mortgage-backed security fraud that we've been talking about, and Obama's foreclosure settlement. Now, we're coming up on the end of the segment. I don't want to get cranked up on this and have to take a break. So basically what this gets back to, we know that Wall Street went on what is now recognized as the second biggest financial fraud in all of history. It's second after the LIBOR rigging. And it is a hugely expensive and costly crime, because the losses from the collapse of this mortgage-backed securities bubble were transferred onto the American people. That's what all this quantitative easing and buying the toxic assets is. They're taking the losses off the criminals who created the mess and putting them on your ledger. I'll get into this in more detail when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
How How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about new developments in the mortgage-backed security fraud. And again, to recap, Wall Street started bundling mortgages as investment vehicles. Initially, they performed very well. We understand there was a little bit of Ponzi-ing going on, whereas new people were buying the mortgage bundles. That money was being used to send payments, premiums, dividends, the early purchasers. So this thing exploded. It was the new bubble. Everybody was making money. And it was so popular, they were running out of mortgages. And so they started saying, well, we got to give mortgages to people who maybe are on the borderline of being able to have a mortgage. And they broke the securitization chain, and everybody's getting mortgages. The United States Congress, whose members are invested in these Wall Street firms who were offering these mortgage bundles, passed an $8,000 first-time homebuyer credit to lure more people into this racket, to front-load the system with new mortgages. And by the way, it wasn't really a tax credit because you were expected to repay that $8,000 back over your next several tax returns. Real generous people, the U.S. Congress. And it got to this point where they were taking all these mortgages that were utterly worthless, Some were already in foreclosure and default, and they were putting them in the bundles. Bear Stearns was caught pledging the same mortgages over and over again into multiple bundles. That's felony fraud right there. And it just, when the whole bubble collapsed, all of a sudden the banks realized they were on the verge of insolvency. And so in order to keep their banks solvent, they went on a firestorm of foreclosures, and not all of them were legal. There was all that confusion over notes and titles from the mortgage electronic registration system, which was built to facilitate all this bundling and also to evade title transfer taxes at the state level. And it resulted in all of these practices, like these foreclosure document mills that didn't that openly advertised manufacturing documents to allow foreclosure of property, whether you had it or not. And there were abuses where banks were foreclosing on properties that didn't even have mortgages, just because they needed that house, that asset, on the balance sheet in order to stay solvent. And the U.S. government looked the other way. It was wealth confiscation, just like when Roosevelt confiscated all the gold from the American people to give it to the banks to keep them solvent back in 1933. This was the same thing all over again. Wealth confiscation, taking people's homes to keep the banks solvent, and done in a way to try and trick the American people into thinking it was their own fault they'd lost their homes. But it wasn't. We saw all this, the robo-signing scandals, fraudulent notaries. For those of you on Justin TV, this is a notary seal for the state of Ohio. And I'm not really a notary for the state of Ohio, but I can just stamp this on a paper and it looks like it's legit and nobody was checking this thing. So when it all blew up in a scandal called Foreclosure Gate, the attorneys general of all 50 states started to look at criminal proceedings against the banks, mortgage companies, bundlers, MERS itself. And President Barack Obama came in with this foreclosure settlement. And they had to arm twist some of these attorneys generals to go along with it, particularly, I think his name's Schneiderman up in New York, who really wanted to do this. And the foreclosure settlement was nobody went to jail, nobody got arrested, all the banks and mortgage companies paid a token fine, a wrist slap, and got to keep their ill-gotten gains. But the foreclosure settlement cannot hold off civil lawsuits. Only the criminal proceedings were indemnified. And lawsuits are starting to pile up. So there's a new one, and again, CNBC ran this story. There is a lawsuit, a racketeering lawsuit, class action, that has been brought to court by the Spire Law Group. And it is seeking a return of $43 trillion to the United States Treasury from all of the Wall Street banks and U.S. government officials who were involved in the mortgage-backed security fraud. And the number is very specific, because $43 trillion is one of the most relied-on estimates of how much all these bailouts and TARP and all the rest of this stuff, money taken from the American people and given to the banks to keep them solvent. And so basically they're saying this was a racket. Criminality was proven, especially with that Bear Stearns situation. So this was a racketeering lawsuit, is a racketeering lawsuit. It's going to hit the court system. You know the U.S. government is going to do everything they can to try and stop it, because Wall Street can't come up with $43 trillion. All the Federal Reserve can do is print up $43 trillion new dollars, which will put us into Zimbabwe inflation. But they're absolutely right. We're going to keep a lot of focus on this. And by the way, this isn't the only lawsuit, because earlier this year over in California, there was a billion-dollar lawsuit brought against the state of California and its attorney general over failure to investigate and prosecute the mortgage-backed security fraud. And apparently in August, the banks and officials brought a motion to court to dismiss the charge, and the judge said no. They have standing and they have grounds to sue. So that one is going forward, and it's apparently, more and more people from all over the country are joining the lawsuit. It could turn into a national class action lawsuit. So this thing is, you know, this mortgage-backed security fraud could yet prove to be the downfall of the U.S. banking system. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about economics. And down in Australia, one of their major financial centers, the Banksia Financial Group, has just crashed. And a lot of people in Australia are unable to get their money. The offices are all closed. The ATMs are closed. They can't get their cash out. Their cash is frozen. And they're already screaming at the Australian Security Investment Commission, weren't you guys supposed to be preventing this? Just like people were screaming at the SEC when Bernie Madoff with the loot had cheated his investors out of $65 billion. Isn't it your job to keep this from happening? And it is a reminder of the common sense advice that we are always giving to our readers and our listeners, especially in these times of massive fraud, whether it's LIBOR or the mortgage-backed securities, or all this other stuff that's going on. You should only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your obligations, outstanding checks. Everything else you should have on your person, at home, in the cookie jar, either as cash or silver and gold to hold its value. If you're leaving all of your wealth in the bank, you are at risk of all of a sudden finding you can't get there, especially if they go ahead with this false flag attack on America's banking computers that Leon Panetta is saying, those gosh darn Iranians are going to come and do that. And if they do that to get off the hook for all this financial skullduggery and try and get a war going, they will shut down all the ATMs because they're going to want to maximize the psychological impact on every single American. You know, by saying, oh, I can't get my money out of the ATM machine to go buy food and everything. So please, please, common sense. There's not much point in having a savings account anyway, because the very low rate of return on your savings account doesn't even keep up with the rate of inflation. So it just happened in Australia. Could happen here easily just as well. You should have in your survival kit a small stockpile of cash so that you can go on and buy food, whatever you need, even though the banking system is in disarray. Now, we have been talking over the very strange circumstances regarding gold bullion, which may or may not be inside the New York Federal Reserve, and how Germany's Bundesbank was very obviously dragging its feet in response to requests by Germany's auditors to actually go and make sure that Germany's gold bullion is really where it's supposed to be. And one of the lamest excuses they came up with in terms of verifying Germany's gold on deposit in the Bank of England was, well, they don't have a visitor's room down there, so you can't go down and look at it. Just take our word, it's there. And then yesterday, of course, the Bundesbank acknowledged that they had already taken some of Germany's gold bullion out of the Bank of England, and it had gone someplace, but they didn't want to say where. Well, obviously, in a climate like that, a lot of suggestions are coming forward. And over at King World News, a guy by the name of James Turk has come out and said the entire German gold supply is already gone. And this goes back to that idea that every time gold prices started to go up from somewhere, gold poured onto the market to keep the prices down, to keep people in the banks, to keep them in the stock market. And everyone kept saying, where is all this gold coming from? Because it dramatically exceeded the actual productivity of gold from the world's gold mines. I don't know if you've been watching that reality show, Gold Rush. You know, a lot of work those guys have gone through, and they're only getting little tiny bits of gold. So where is all this gold that keeps pouring on the market to keep gold prices down? Now, back in 2001, James Turk came out with this research showing that the Exchange Stabilization Fund had been intervening in the gold market. Well, how do you intervene in the gold market? Well, you dump gold on the market when the prices are going up. And there was this big, huge scandal in Great Britain where the British bank dumped a lot of gold onto the market, apparently under orders from Gordon Brown, and they did it in a way designed to intentionally suppress gold prices. They didn't just start selling their gold in exchange for other currencies. They announced ahead of time a massive gold sale so that gold prices plunged. Then they dumped the gold on the market, which means they cheated the British people out of how much currency they could have gotten for the gold sale. But it was done in a way to suppress gold prices. Now, what James Turk is saying now over at King World News is that the Bundesbank and the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England and the Bank of France have been leasing out the gold to other financial institutions to be used for these complex gold and currency swaps. And nobody's really sure where the physical bullion is anymore because it's been rehypothecated so many times. And so it's beginning to look more and more like Fort Knox really is empty, and so is that depository underneath the New York Federal Reserve. Or if there are gold bars down there, they may be these ones with the tungsten cores that keep showing up all over the place. It's like the James Bond movie, Goldfinger. Somebody really did rip off Fort Knox, and obviously it has to be an inside job. And so now all of a sudden, in light of what James Turk is alleging, the Bundesbank's reluctance to engage in counting the German gold reserves is now understandable. Something's going on, though. We don't know if James Turk is right, but what he's saying is making a lot of sense. And we know that this process of hypothecation, where banks will take collateral or deposit assets and they will use them as collateral on other transactions, that can fall apart very quickly when the economy turns south. We're not even sure if it's really entirely legal what they're doing. But at this point, every single government and bank that has gold on deposit with the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England or the Bank of France, they need to demand an immediate accounting. They need to count every one of those bricks, and they need to have a hospital ultrasound machine with them to check every single one of those gold bricks to make sure it does not have a tungsten core. Because remember, over in Germany, when the first of these tungsten core gold bars first showed up, they had Fort Knox hallmarks on them. This has to be looked into. We know the financial system is based on fraud. We know they were rigging the LIBOR. We know they, of their own free will, with malice aforethought, engaged in the mortgage-backed security fraud. Now, James Turk is saying that at least half of the leasing of Germany's gold came from the Bundesbank itself. And the rest went through these complicated swaps with the United States. All of this shuffling around, you know, there seems to be this religious delusion among the world's financial centers that if you take something of value and just shake it back and forth, it's going to grow all by itself. And we know that doesn't work. It's magical thinking. It's wishful thinking. It's religious thinking. Modern economics is not a science. It is a religion. It is an arbitrary set of beliefs, assumptions, and rules that everybody agrees to worship and obey in the hope that eventually nirvana will result. Clearly, we're going in the wrong direction. But I think people who are living in countries like Germany and France and Britain and the United States need to start asking themselves a very serious question. Why is the government not going in and auditing the gold in the Federal Reserve and Fort Knox? Why are the governments turning a blind eye to this? Remember that gold represents the wealth of the nation, of the people. The German people have every right to demand that Merkel force the Bundesbank to come to a complete accounting. And it can't just be the Bundesbank, because they'll just shuffle the gold around and pile it up in the vault and say, see, it's really here. And then as soon as everybody's gone, they'll shuffle it back over to the next vault so that somebody else can say, see, it's all here. Every nation on earth with gold deposited at the New York Federal Reserve needs to demand an audit and a test of the bars all at the same time to find out what's really going on over there. But if James Turk is right, then the gold bullion of nations has already been sucked out and sold into the consumer-level investment market to cover the shortage in paper gold, to keep gold prices down, to make it look like there's so much gold that really it just makes more sense for you to put your money back in the stock market or back in the banks to keep them solvent. Remember, bankers hate gold unless it's in their own pocket. They can't stand a gold backed asset. That's why they went after Libya and the gold dinar. Their entire wealth is based on these illusions of paper having value. And a lot of people have noticed this over the last several years. Every time gold prices started to tick up a little bit, suddenly there was a massive amount of gold on the market driving the prices back down. It had to come from somewhere. It had to come from somewhere. Now, the people of Germany, they need to find out, because Germany has the largest had. We don't know if they still have it, but at one point they had the world's second largest stockpile of gold bullion, second only to the United States of America. If we assume that America's gold is still there. Now, there's one story that's been circulating around saying that the U.S. government itself no longer has any gold bullion. It has been transferred to the Federal Reserve. Does the Federal Reserve still have it, or did they just decide, hey, it's in our vault now, we're going to do whatever we think is necessary to do with it? We need to know. When we talk about secrecy begetting tyranny, that's not just the government, that's also the banking system. And we're starting to understand there is a great deal of secrecy going on in the back rooms of the banks. And it's our money they're playing with. It's our wealth, the wealth of nations, the wealth of the people, is being used as gambling chips by these money junkies. And it needs to come to a halt. So we need to keep an eye on James Turk, because if what he's saying is true, you have all been robbed of the real wealth of your nation. Because that gold went somewhere. And if it was, in fact, the gold that was being dumped on the market and people were buying it, the people selling it didn't really have the right to sell it. What did they think was going to happen? Somewhere down the road, there'd be a new Roosevelt and say, yeah, you got to give it all back to the banks. We'll give you plenty of these pretty printed pieces of paper in exchange for all that gold that you bought. You know, we'll give you big stacks of this paper here. We'll get it all back into the vaults that way. We need to find out what the heck is going on here. The people of Germany need to go over to the Bundesbank, and they need to kick down those doors and say, okay, what did you guys do with our nation's wealth? Where is it right now? Every citizen of every country needs to do that. They need to go into their private central bank and say, where did the wealth of our nation go? One piece of bright news on the economic front over in Italy, the former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been found guilty of tax fraud, and he has been thrown in prison for 4 years. That's why he was trying so hard to run for office again, because while he was in office, he's immune from prosecution, and he lost his last election off to the Huskow. And it's just a reminder that people who are attracted to these positions of power and authority are not good people. They're liars, cheats, and thieves, and sociopaths. And nobody should ever trust a politician, a ruler, or the head of a bank just because they're wearing expensive suits and have $100,000 wristwatches on their wrist. In fact, I think in this day and age, ostentatious displays of wealth should be a red warning sign that you're dealing with somebody who is not very concerned with the welfare of the people and the nation as a whole. They're just out for gratuitous adornment. Interesting article in The Guardian saying if you keep giving the police more tasers, yeah, they're going to start tasering more people because they're convinced they're non-lethal. We know otherwise. What is a taser? It's flogging with all the modern improvements. That's what it is. It's designed to produce pain. A taser is to a human what a cattle prod is to a steer. It's designed to motivate with pain. And it has been established that if you are hit with a taser at precisely the right time in your heart's beating cycle, the heart will go into fibrillation and you will die. That's all a taser is. It's a whip. It's a cat of nine tails. It's a knout. It's there so the police can flog you back into your slave pens. And that's the world that we live in right now. Meanwhile, over at the BBC, apparently a security expert being interviewed is saying that you really should not put accurate details on your social networks, that you should go ahead and lie on your social network profiles, like we aren't already doing that. And this is why all this social network data mining by the U.S. government is such a joke. Everybody lies on their profiles. We're not all handsome studs in our 20s or former Playboy models. Some of us are real carbon-based life forms with all of the ills appertaining thereto. So this security expert really doesn't sound like much of an expert if he thinks this idea that people lying on social media is a new concept to preserve our privacy. There's no guarantee anything that you read on social media is accurate. That's why I don't fill out a lot of stuff on my profile. If anybody's reading it, it's going to say, it couldn't possibly be true. Don't waste time with that whole situation. By the way, TSA has come out with their little pre-check system. They're finally responding to the fact that we, the American people, see the TSA as the new Gestapo, and now they're coming out with this new pre-check system where if you pay a fee and agree to a previous screening, that they will let you bypass the lines and the fondling and the groping and everything. Somebody found out that the barcode that is on your boarding pass that says you've been pre-screened and don't need to get scanned and groped anymore isn't encrypted. And that means that all a terrorist has to do is buy an airline ticket, go through the website to print their own boarding pass, then re-encode the barcode in Photoshop, and they're on the plane without going through TSA. Well done, TSA. Good planning, good thinking. We'll be right back.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I do want to get to the subject of Hurricane Sandy. that is still out there in the Atlantic. And again, as we see here in Hawaii, the long-term track projections are just whipping around like a snake's tail on methamphetamine. And it's really hard to say where this thing is going to be going. In fact, the last map I saw, it was aimed right at Washington, D.C. Yes, there's a message for you, which could be a real problem, because remember that Washington Monument was badly cracked by the quake that appears to have been triggered by some fracking operations that were going on in the area. So that's one thing we need to look out for. If you have never been through a major storm like this, and yeah, they're hyping could be the worst storm in 100 years, you do need to make preparations. I think Virginia has already declared a state of emergency to prepare for this thing. And that basically means common sense survival kit, and you need to start on it today. Right now, if you're along the Atlantic seaboard, please make a point of going out and getting some extra food, batteries, plastic sheeting, you know, and the rest of it. These hurricanes are really, really nasty, and you don't want to wait until the last minute. People get very, very tense about this kind of thing. Stores are going to start running out of things like plywood, nails, duct tape. You really want to start doing your preparations today. Have one place in your home away from all the picture windows where everybody's just going to ride out the storm. And if the eye should pass over you, yeah, it's kind of interesting to walk out and just see that cloud around you. And it's a very eerie experience after you've been through 90, 100 mile an hour winds to just have that dead calm in the eye of the storm. But after you look, get back inside, because the other half of the storm is coming in, and everything that broke loose and flew way downwind for the first half of the storm is now going to be flying right back at you for the second half of the storm. So if you've never been through this, please be ready for it. Now, of course, the global warming people are out there saying, see, this proves the world is getting warmer and the storms are getting worse. And I already got about 16, 17 emails about this. What causes a hurricane is not warming in and of itself, but a temperature differential. You can have a superstorm caused by cooling in the upper atmosphere as much as by warming on the ocean. And the proof of this is, go out and look at the gas giant planets of Jupiter and Saturn. They have monster storms on them that are larger than our entire planet. And they're very, very cold places. So you global warming carbon Nazis, quit bugging me about this whole situation. But it is going to be a monster storm. The last satellite picture I saw, it looked like it had stopped the cyclonic swirl, but as it starts to get into the northern latitudes and the Coriolis effect starts to come to play a little more intensely, it could reform. So keep an eye on this thing. If you are anywhere near the potential path of that storm, please be prepared for it. Extra food, flashlights, batteries, radio. Be prepared to be without electricity for a prolonged period of time. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Claire after these words from RBN.